Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is February 3rd, 2009. Massive gun bills to completely ban any guns the Attorney General wishes by extrajudiciary fiat through tyranny. Bills to psychologically register and control all Americans, to ban anybody who they put on a no-fly list, over a million people innocently from being able to own guns, period. Just absolute tyranny coming down on us. And one of the bills, this H.R. 45, interviewed by this Congressman Hastings, is the one to register everybody and put you through federal psychological testing and training. Just total control. They've got bills now. Defense Department announced a civilian expeditionary force. So the new thing, separate, as big as the military, that's been announced openly. They've been saying they would do it. It's all happening. But we're about to go to Mike Rivero. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with a radio show. But I wanted to go back to Joshua in Florida so that he could give out Mr. Hastings' phone number and also tell us about a 9/11 truth event he's got coming up. And he's also got a flyer there with him. So if you'd like to go over that flyer later, I'm going to go through the laundry list of bills again. But go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. I have to type up the flyer, but I'm just going to do a brief synopsis of all this bogus legislation and try to get the word out on campus. But his number again for the Washington, D.C. office is 202-225-1313. And his Fort Lauderdale office is 954-733-2800. And again, on the 21st of this month at 11 a.m., we're going to have a street action event out here on the busy intersection in front of the University of Central Florida. And a lot of the 9/11 truth groups from around the state are going to be coming here. We have like 1,000 copies of Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Terror Storm, 9/11
Truth Groups. Let me just ask you, where is there a website? Is there a contact point for folks to network?
Absolutely. If you go to most people are probably familiar with www.meetup.com. You can go there, and if you just search for Orlando 9/11 Truth, it should pop right up.
Got it. Hey, good to hear from you. Call us back in the next few days with a report on your action against the enemy. If good people take action and educate the other sheep about what's going on, they won't be able to get away with this. Mike Rivero, we're about to break, but I want to bring you up with whatreallyhappened.com. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. We're going to have open phones. There's a lot to talk about today, a host of issues, but let's talk about the Second Amendment first. This is bold. The attack they're launching with a lot of sponsorship for bills. And I know you've been holding, listening, psychological testing, outright bans, anybody on the no-fly list or the criminal watch list. It's over 2 million, no-fly list over a million, passed that number last year. This is huge, Mike. So your take on that as we go into break.
Well, basically, this morning on whatreallyhappened.com, we have the video by Rahm Emanuel basically coming out and saying that anybody on the no-fly list should not be allowed to purchase a handgun. And outside of being an absolute violation of the Second Amendment, the reality is that we know a lot of people on that no-fly list shouldn't be there. They're there because they share a name with the terrorists. They've been put on there by mistake. We've heard stories about even senators and congressmen being blocked from entering airplanes because their name somehow winds up on the list. So with the credibility and accuracy of the list so much in doubt, how does the government and how does Rahm Emanuel get off basically saying if you're on the list, you're not an American and you don't deserve any of the rights anymore, which he's on video saying this. And it is an absolute outright gun grab. And the government is afraid of the American people starting to protest the way we're seeing in Europe right now. But if you go back and you read the founding documents of this country, the Second Amendment was not about hunting or sport shooting. It was about making sure the American people had the means to resist government gone wrong.
Absolutely. We're going to come back to Mike Rivero after this quick break and get more into this. There's more than 10 bills introduced. They've got massive sponsorship. There's hardly any mainstream news reporting on this, where the attorney general outside of any courts can just ban any guns he wants. They say they're going to ban basically all semi-autos. That's the majority of firearms. And everybody, if you have any type of psychological issue, they make you give over your private records, even juvenile, can't own guns. The no-fly list is a political weapon. They're going to do this. No judge, no jury. This is total tyranny.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a lot of tough guys that always shoot their mouths off and say, I'm not going to go get involved in the fight for the Second Amendment. They're trying to shut down private transfer of firearms, private sales, selling it to your neighbor, giving it to your grandson. They're raiding SWAT team people that buy family firearms or family that store their firearms, say, at somebody else's house. They're trying to nitpick with rules and regulations that aren't even law. And they're coming after the Second Amendment with open nationwide gun registration and bans of all semi-autos. It's all introduced by prominent members of the administration. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, Eric Holder, the new attorney general sworn in today, has in briefs before the Supreme Court and in other areas has called for total gun ban. Barack Obama introduced legislation supporting nationwide Chicago-style gun bans. This is it. And now they want it to where, and then they've been floating this. This is from 2 years ago. We played the Rahm Emanuel audio earlier. Later we'll play the video for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and folks listening on the radio. He just says, no Second Amendment right for you if you're on the no-fly list if we think maybe you might be a terrorist. But under the Patriot Act, it's all misdemeanors. It's people talking back to a flight attendant. It's owning marijuana. No more Second Amendment. But people are on the list and can't get off the list. Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com, this is just classic extrajudiciary tyranny outside the system, and they're doing that on every front. Just, we're not even the president, but even his designates can just say, ban, 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 or I put you on a list, ban, 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 or we decide if you can own a gun. I mean, this is really happening, and it ties into Patriot Act compliance, where they're saying no bank account if you haven't paid your taxes, no job if you haven't paid your taxes, or if you don't pay, but we said you owe. But then his entire cabinet, it turns out, don't pay taxes. I mean, this is a crew of criminals.
Yeah, it absolutely is. There's a double standard. It's the do as we say, don't do as we do mentality, and it's almost a joke. They're talking about the taxes are going to have to go up to cover all of this deficit spending for the stimulus package, which isn't really stimulating much of anything except a few special interests, and yet we're finding out all of the insiders and the upper-level people, they're all using these tax havens, they're avoiding taxes, they're outright refusing to pay and relying on their political connections to keep them safe from prosecution. And it really is a very obvious hypocrisy, but the bottom line is the U.S. government recognizes they have pushed the American people to the edge of an outright revolt. They're seeing it happen all across Europe. I had a phone call from a friend of mine in Europe yesterday. He says, you are not even beginning to hear the depth of this over there in the United States. It is far, far worse than is being reported in the international media. Just rioting everywhere in France and Iceland and Ireland now, and it's really out of control. And the U.S. government knows it's going to be coming here. They're trying to keep people from thinking about it. That's why we're getting JonBenet Ramsey on the news again today after all this time. They're desperate to put out something that sounds like news without talking about how bad the economy is and without talking about the fact that pretty much around the world, people are saying enough to this debt-based monetary system of enslavement.
Yeah, that's why we're hearing about Michael Phelps, and he smokes some weed. You know, forget the bankers stealing trillions and not even paying taxes and just open corruption everywhere. That doesn't matter. It's Michael Phelps is the news.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just trivialization. It's tabloidism. And it really is. It's just one distraction after another. That's why we can never seem to get rid of Sarah Palin in the news. It's just anything they can put out there that they hope will distract us. And I like to call it the conditization of the news, because back in 2001, when the U.S. was telling every other country we were getting ready to invade Afghanistan, all we got in this country was Gary Condit and Chandra Levy for week after week after week after week until, boom, 9/11 happens, and all of a sudden, we're off to war in Afghanistan. Big surprise for the Americans, no surprise for anybody else.
You know, that's a key point of 9/11 being an inside job, that 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops massed in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, in a six-month armored buildup. It's all over foreign news they're going to invade, and then the 9/11 magically happens so they can invade, and Bush signs the launch order to attack in 1 week on September 10th, and his brother gets a bill passed to declare martial law if they wanted to in Florida. They knew that it was 9/11 was going to be worse, but for some reason Flight 93 didn't go into the Capitol or its real target. They were planning federal decapitation of the government.
Well, they were definitely planning on hijacking the government into a war machine, and as far as Flight 93 is concerned, I am convinced that the crew regained control of the airplane, and had it landed safely, the whole story, the whole cover-up would have been blown, and that's why they had to shoot it down.
And we know that from high-level colonels and officers and state police who witnessed the F-16s and the explosion. That's why it was an 8-mile debris field. That sources the state police. They try to debunk that, but we have the news articles and the videos. But to make a long story short, yeah, we know they shot two AIM-9s, and that even came out in the NORAD tapes. They fired two AIM-9s, which are Sidewinder missiles, into it.
And, yeah, they had to bring it down because the whole cover-up and deception of this false flag rested on there being no survivors. It's like when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, they were going to frame Egypt for us and sucker the U.S. into the war on Israel's side. But the ship didn't sink, and so the whole operation fell apart.
But if you're against them killing our sailors and the most highly decorated ship in U.S. history and keeping it afloat under 3 hours of fighter bomber attack, patrol boat attack, torpedo blowing a 35-foot hole in it, you're then anti-America if you don't support the false flag to kill our troops, because to the people running the government, it's patriotic to kill our troops.
If it serves the war cause. I mean, we have documents now how Franklin Roosevelt was saying, I'm willing to sacrifice so many ships and so many men to get us into the war against Hitler. And this was in the months leading up, of course, to Pearl Harbor.
Absolutely. And if you expand on that, I'm not defending the Imperial Japanese government because they're all corrupt. It's the nature of it. But The Flying Tigers were private contractors for 3 years before the war started, attacking Japanese out of China and then blocking their oil shipments. And so Japan kept saying, why are you attacking us? They even, killed top military people. So the United States was already attacking Japan to also elicit that attack and then order the ships to stand down. They even had four submarines. You live in Hawaii, attacked in the 2 hours before. They were sinking them and getting emergency broadcast. One started coming into the harbor. It was only a mile outside. They sunk it out by a reef. And this is now even on CNN. And they even have one of the submarines that they sunk out at the Fredericksburg Pacific War Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. One of the subs, the midget subs, they sunk that day and still ordered the stand down. Imagine, subs are attacking, and they've got ships out destroying them, and then they're ordering a stand down as people at the base at Pearl Harbor are saying, we're under attack. No, stand down, stand down, stand down.
Yeah, all war is based on deception, as Sun Tzu says. And it's interesting to note how many people wrote in their diaries that 9/11 was the 21st century version of Pearl Harbor. And everybody was making that connection and that illusion. And the bottom line is that Pearl Harbor, there was a lot of deception about that. We now know that FDR deliberately goaded Japan into the attack and then tried to pretend it was a big surprise. We know there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We know that there was no Spanish mine that blew up the USS Maine. Just time and time again, there's an incident. It turned into a cause for war. And right now today, we're seeing this hideous push for a new war in Iran, because every time the U.S. gets into an economic mess, they get out of it by getting into a world war. And I think that's what's on everybody's mind right now. If they can kick up a new world war starting in the Mideast, that everybody's economic problems will go away, or at least nobody will talk about them because it's unpatriotic.
Well, that's what the Rand Corporation said 3 months ago, and it made big European news. It's confirmed, but was never on the news here. They said, this is the top think tank advising the Trilateral Commission and CFR, for those that don't know, they said, we've got to have something on a world war level, but not to get us out of trouble, to get the people to stand down in false patriotism while the foreign banks take over, while we are losing our homes. And that's what Obama's saying. It's going to get tough, austerity. Stick together. Stick together means us losing our jobs, losing our pensions, while the bankers set up world government on the corpse of the United States.
And it really is silly, because globalism got us into this mess, and saying that globalism can get us out, that's like saying that if we whack the front of the Titanic against the other side of the iceberg, that maybe we can save the ship.
Now, that's what I've thought is really, this weekend I watch hours on C-SPAN, stuck in a hotel room. I watch hours of C-SPAN of Davos, and they would just repeat the same thing like parrots. They'd have these panels with prime ministers and presidents and leaders, and it was all globalism, New World Order. Only globalism will fix this problem. This is worldwide crises. This is a worldwide economic takedown by design. They got this global grid in place, as they said they would in their own documents, to implode things, and then now they're posing as the saviors.
Well, every time I hear the word globalism, I keep reminding myself that globalism is what Alexander the Great wanted. It's what Hitler wanted. It's what Napoleon wanted. And it's never worked out well for the ordinary people when somebody starts thinking, I should run the whole planet.
Well, you're right. I know you have a lot of optimism, but these guys are so bold. It looks like they've gone to the point of no return. Regardless, it looks like they're going to go ahead and press for total tyranny.
Well, they're certainly pushing for it. As you say, they've gone too far. They can't turn around and turn back. Whether they can achieve it or not, I don't know. I am very buoyed by the events of Europe, where we're seeing all these riots. The government of Iceland has had to step down. I am amazed that we are not seeing those kind of riots here in the U.S. yet, although with California now being broke and cutting off the welfare payments, I think that may certainly start. We used to joke all the time about the government putting tranquilizers in the drinking water. I'm kind of wondering if, given the amounts of pharmaceuticals that are known to be in the tap water, if there isn't some element of truth there, because I don't understand why the American people are not showing more anger at this point.
Well, they've done studies where there's water supplies that aren't connected to sewage, and they still have levels way off the charts of Prozac molecules, serotonin reuptake inhibitor class. And did you know that on the news they proposed putting Prozac in the water and statins for our heart? So, Mike, it's already going on. Every major water supply in the country has levels of Prozac-type drugs many times higher than could be there from runoff. So they are putting drugs in the water.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., we are here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to open the phones up coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Mike Rivero riding a shotgun a little bit into the next hour with us. There's a lot of other important news I want to go over with him. The bottom line for everybody out there to realize is this. The nature of what we're facing with the criminal globalists is so real and so over the top that I want to stress to you that it is far worse than we can even explain to you. They are engaging in economic warfare against all of us. They have passed the point of no return. They are believing their momentum and just the over-the-top savageness of what they're doing is going to carry them through. They are racing to bring in military, illegal aliens, criminals, felons into the military. They are racing to bring in private mercenaries and domestic armies. And I want to go over that because as you know, Mike Rivero, we wrote a story about it at Infowars.net last Friday. Defense Department announced a civilian expeditionary force. They're going to be joint trained for domestic operations and foreign operations, but will not be combat. And then they're going to integrate this in. This is the Defense Department 1404.10. And it integrates into the FEMA camp bill they've introduced, saying the clergy will be there, telling the public it's safe to go in, to turn their guns in. I mean, they're really making their move with a huge mechanism to carry this out. But, I mean, I don't see it working, Mike.
Well, I have to agree with you. I know they're making the plans and they're moving forward with it, but some of these people seem very, very detached from reality, and I get the sense that because so many old Cold War fossils are in charge of these operations, they just don't get how the world has changed around them because of the blogs and the internet, websites like yours and mine, alternative radio like this. They really, I think, have an over-exaggerated sense of their own success, and I think ultimately it's doomed to failure. Sadly, I think a lot of people are going to get hurt in the process, and it'll always be the wrong people. The innocent will die. But really, I do think they can't pull it off because we have seen this time and time again, and I like go back to the words of Gandhi, who said sometimes tyrants can seem to be incredibly powerful, but they always fall in the end, and he was absolutely right about that. In this case, I think the fact that they had to delay because of the Iran-Contra scandal and because the first attempt to bomb the World Trade Towers did not produce the desired result, I think they delayed longer than they really felt they could handle because of the deteriorating economy. And as I said before, right now, everyone perceives globalism as the reason the entire world is in this economic mess. It's going to be a tough sell saying that globalism will get us out.
And so enter Barack Obama, this rock star. The full media gets behind him saying he will fix it, trying to use him as a foil or a front for what they're doing behind the scenes. I think in the final equation, we're doing Barack Obama a favor, admitting that he's just a puppet and that he's got all these globalists controlling him. Because if we can get out of the political left-right diversity and get past him to the real power behind the scenes, we can unify the people. Will they be successful, though, using him as to succor the public?
I don't think so at this point. I think this has to be the shortest political honeymoon on record. He's only into the second week of the job, and already pretty much everybody, even those his most ardent supporters, are saying there is no change that we can believe in. It's the same old stuff. I'm already calling him the token president, not because of his skin color, but because everything he does in line with his campaign promises, it's a token amount. He was going to cut defense spending. It was a token amount. He was going to end torture. He did the token measure of closing Guantanamo, but those prisoners are still other places and still being abused. He was going to end the war, but it's a token troop cut. Now they're talking about even abandoning the 16-month promise to get our kids home. So there is no change. It's just more of the same. And yes, Barack Obama is just the front man. It's the same old faces. He's got the Clinton cabinet, Clinton light, if you want to call him, behind him. And certainly having Rahm Emanuel there as chief of staff in the White House is a very, very dangerous sign regarding Israel's control over our government.
It was in the New York Times that Rahm Emanuel, he was cracking his knuckles in a congressional meeting with congressional leadership with Obama there, and he said, "Please, Rahm, that's distracting. Don't do that because he's got this decorum. He is a gentleman, has a lot of dignity that he projects." And Rahm got up in Barack's ear in front of the leaders of Congress and popped his knuckles in his ear and said, "I'll do whatever I want." And then they put that in the New York Times and giggle about it with the headline, "The Second Most Powerful Man in America." I mean, he did that to let Congress know, "I run things."
Yeah, that was definitely a very defiant thing. If I had been Barack Obama in that situation, Rahm would have been fired right there on the spot. And if Barack Obama does not move to establish or assert his control over the White House process, then he's already crippled for the rest of his administration.
For any business owner, imagine you got 10 employees around you at a conference table. One of them's popping their knuckles. You say, "Please stop that." And they get up in your ear and pop it in your ear. You'd be like, "You're fired." And any other president, The whole staff kisses up to him. Not happening. It's in the news that Rahm bosses Barack Obama around in front of everybody. He's doing that. Let everybody know he is the president. And he's not even an American, ladies and gentlemen. He's an IDF soldier. His father, one of the founders of Mossad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
Home down to
home
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
All right, let's go back to Mike Rivero. Mike, I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes, but I want to run through and get your great great political expertise take on it. We see this pattern. When they propose a national compulsory service, 18 to 24, then they also say when you're in high school, you'll have to serve compulsory government federal service. Openly federal curriculum under the brand name Barack Obama. So now the covert federalization is opening up. They've introduced legislation that's rapidly moving through Congress to federalize college security under Homeland Security. So they're grabbing more and more enclaves of federal control. They're announcing they're going to grab more highways and make them international zones for taxation. They're now announcing they're going to continue the North American Union. But when they come out with national compulsory service, they always give it a nice front or package. They say, oh, well, it's national compulsory soup kitchens. You got to help. But then it's also tattletale squads and military and environmental squads and the rest of it. other areas you've noticed about how they're packaging things, the way they're using modern marketing? Because I am seeing the dinosaurs realize they're behind the curve, and I see a newer management team, more dangerous, coming in under Obama. So I think that edge we had where they were still in delusional la-la land, I think we're starting to lose that. Now, we had all that time to build up our forces, and the globalists are starting to get in some trouble, in my opinion. But don't you see them modernizing their propaganda?
Yeah, I see them getting into some new marketing strategies. But the reality is, and you can know this from advertising history, once your audience or once your customers are skeptical of the product, changing your advertising is seldom going to work. I mean, look at New Coke versus Classic Coke. Look at the Edsel. I mean, history is full of all of these disasters of good products that got a bad rep, and then no advertising could save them. Now, I know ad execs don't like to admit that, but that really is the truth. The bottom line here is that government operates like a religion. It relies on the faith of the masses in order to function. And we've already had our crisis of faith. We don't trust the government. We know the government lied to us about Saddam's nuclear bombs. So all the new packaging and glitz and glamour and confetti, I don't think it's going to really sway a lot of people. We know we've got a government that is lying to us. We know a government that is acting unconstitutionally. This whole civilian workforce thing is a violation of the 13th Amendment against involuntary servitude. So the American people are going to just wrapping it in a new shiny package isn't going to change it. It's still the same old manure inside.
I agree with you. On another issue, I saw this morning and didn't have time to go pull up the sources, but if people want to check them out, and I know you're really up to speed on this, I can't remember the exact name of the military plans from 1983, reproposed in 94. Then I saw it in 1990, Gulf War planning by the Pentagon, adopted from Israel, but Israel first proposed it in 83 and 84. One of their top generals proposed it. It was in their white papers. I did find, doing some research this morning, a bunch of top Israeli rabbis saying it, and on their own websites, groups in Israel, the Greater Israel, where it runs from where Israel is today, basically as a triangle, all the way over to the Strait of Hormuz, taking over that key waterway and grabbing about 80% of what is Iraq today, about 40% of Saudi Arabia. In fact, I should have brought that up. Guys, Google Greater Israel. Just put up the photos. Oh, you can't because we got Mike up on that computer. We'll find it and print it up. So we can't pull up images right now. Period. Oh, we can on that computer. Okay, good. Find it, and then I'll show you which one. Because, I mean, this is an official with Hebrew on it. This is really going on. A larger Israel. And in that same plan, several plans then adopted by the Pentagon. You can just Google this. I shouldn't have time. I'd run out this morning. Because I've done the research previously, but I wanted to have it here. Because I noticed that Wayne Madsen wrote an article about how Israel's saying they want to start creating settlements through Kurds who are Jewish. In fact, I did print it this morning. Here's the Hebrew map of it. If you guys can give me a close-up over there, I'll show folks, of Greater Israel. And the plan is to break Iraq in three parts, break Syria in four parts, break Iran in 5 to 7 parts. And I've even heard this on NPR. So it is out there. So here you have what is originally Israel. They want to grab part of Egypt, grab part of Saudi Arabia, grab a bunch of Iraq, all the way over here to the Strait of Hormuz, and then even grab some of the waterway there. And this is being proposed by the Israeli military. Anybody who wants to research it can see it there. And the Iraq invasion wasn't just about oil, weapon sales, but about population control. They're trying to bring in eugenics now in Iraq, where you can't have more than 2 children. They're proposing that now in our media. I was watching a lot of TV this weekend, saw them attacking a woman who had 8 babies. Even though the doctor admitted that they usually implant 8 and only 2 or 3 take hold, they were saying how evil she is. Should the children be taken away? Having more than 2 children is evil. It hurts the earth. It hurts our economy. And really, it's the future of our economy, all these baby boomers who are retiring. But they want to replace that with third world populations being brought in. So that's a big setup there, Mike. But the point is, Greater Israel, about 30, 40 times bigger than it is now. This really has been proposed by Israel. And so I wanted to pick your brain. Do you remember the name of the Israeli reports in 83 and 84, and then the adoption of that by the U.S. in 90, and then your comments on it?
Okay, I actually don't recall the exact name of it, but you're absolutely correct. Israel's plan all along has been for a much wider area of that part of the world to be considered Israel. And the two stripes on the flag of Israel represent the Nile and Euphrates rivers, which, according to their religious beliefs, comprise the land that God gave to the 12 tribes that followed Moses out of Egypt. And so they see everything that they do in terms of grabbing more land as justified because, in their minds, they already own it anyway. And there was a very interesting article came out over the weekend that said one of the reasons there is so much support for Operation Cast-Lead in Israel is because the Israeli government and media are already portraying to the Israeli people that this is Israel land that is involved in Gaza and the West Bank. They're not saying it's Palestine or occupied territories. They're already saying this is Israel and those Palestinians are just living on our land. And, you know, again, this last weekend they're talking about they're starting to build settlements in Iraq. And my advice to the people of Iraq is take a look at what happened when they started building settlements in the West Bank and Gaza. And that is your future unless you put your foot down now and say, you know, absolutely not, because it's just going to keep on spreading, and there's going to be more war and more death, and we, the American people, are going to be forced to pay for it all.
Yeah, for those that don't know, here's a crude map of Israel. And in 1947, there were some tiny settlements that the Israelis had moved into. It basically looked like that. Okay, those little circles are where you had Israeli enclaves. Then, and this is on record, led by the chief of staff of the White House's father, as the one of the commanders, they launched attacks into all the Arab settlements around them, pushing most of them out of the country, bombing, going in and shooting up the different bazaars, the different grocery stores, the different markets. And then, if you look at the map today, because of the pushing the people out, you know, by the 1950s, it was this, and by the 1960s, it was this. And now today, you know, all you have is a few little tiny spots. Now, there's a map of Greater Israel. That's one of the even bigger ones, but the government of Israel and other groups have put out these to where the Arabs are in just a few tiny, tiny little pockets, and all and. So the settlements are sent out as like probe droids, and then they expand out from there. Mike, you want to explain this? Because Israel, it's in the Israeli papers, and Madsen just wrote an article about it and didn't source a lot. I'm going to have him on. And people are like, oh, I don't believe this. But I've just over and over again seen this in Israeli newspapers. I mean, I've read, and I did pull up some of their religious leaders saying it this morning. Maybe you should do one of your great What Really Happened data pages with just all the mainline proof of this, because a lot of people are in denial about this, and can you imagine the wars we've already seen that if Israel tries to expand out and take over Iraq and Saudi and large parts of Saudi Arabia, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's easy to see, and I do have a data page like that. I'll put it up on my website as soon as I'm off the air with you. But what's going on, of course, is that Israel gets other people to do the conquering for them. I mean, they're moving into Iraq now, but it was American men and American women and American tax dollars that paid to smash Iraq so that Israel can start moving into it. And now they're getting ready to repeat the same thing in Iran. And they're using the same lies about nuclear weapons and, oh, what a danger Iran is, and everybody's going to attack Iran, and once Iran is shattered and smashed, you're going to see the same thing. Israel will start setting up settlements inside Iran with the goal of taking it all over. And it is conquest. And it goes all the way back to the Torah, the Old Testament. God wants us to go out and smite the wicked and take over their lands. And it's being done here in the 21st century with modern warfare. And Israel gets American kids to die for Israel's war. And that has got to stop.
And isn't this also just classic colonialism, where a group comes in and then just starts setting up settlements and expanding?
It's classic colonialism. And more than that, Israel has done to Palestine what Hitler tried to do to Poland and France. And the whole world got together and told Hitler, you can't do that. And yet, for some reason, when Israel does it to Palestine, nobody dares say anything.
Well, I mean, plus, I mean, this isn't good for Jews. I mean, to have all the Arabs in the world hating them. I mean, look at the conflict we've already seen in Israel. And the United States and Israel just get more and more hated, and we're bankrupt, and everything's falling apart. And all the establishment seems to want to do is launch even bigger wars. And what shocks me is Israel's on record saying they want to expand out. And then if you talk about it, people deny it's even going on. So I've done all this research in the past. I'm going to pull a bunch of this together this week. I know you are as well. And I'm going to come in here and do a presentation on this. Because if you think we got wars now, folks, imagine a map like this. I mean, it's just hard for me to deal with, and hard for me to even get my mind around this. I want to go to calls in a moment, Mike. Can you stay with us about 20 minutes to the next hour?
Certainly.
Okay, good, because we can start taking calls here in about 5 minutes, and have plenty of time for those. Obama, he spearheads with Rahm Emanuel, who they bragged is the architect of the bailout. That's in Nancy Pelosi's own words. Rahm the architect. Of course, he's a front man for the big banks. They're coming in. They've already got an unlimited blank check to steal any amount of money they want. Congress isn't even allowed to look into it. There's now been congressional hearings with the Federal Reserve says we won't tell you where the money went. Now the new bailout will create this new international bank with no oversight, with the power and regulatory power over U.S. banks, so they can come in and snatch up the real banks and insurance companies. And then last week Obama was on TV. I was watching this in my hotel room Friday night, angry, going, how dare the people in the bailout steal this money for bonuses? I want an investigation, but he named no names. I mean, this is like the fox caught with the feathers of the pigeons or the feathers of the chickens sticking out of its mouth, and it's going, I'm going to do something about this, with chicken blood all over its chest. You know, it's got a bib on and a knife and fork, and there's dead chickens laying around, or it's got a chicken in its mouth, and it goes, I'm going to do something about that darn fox. I mean, do they think the public is that dumb? So your analysis of this new banker takeover.
Well, yes, unfortunately, they do think the public is that dumb. As far as this new bank, this new global bank, it's just another reserve system. It's another debt-based institution. It's like the Federal Reserve on steroids. And again, this is what got us into this mess. And we need to get away from this imaginary money economy and get back to a monetary system like we had when the country was set up, which was a fixed unit of value was represented by every single dollar. Dollar originally meant a weight measure of silver, something that had a fixed intrinsic value. And on the basis of that monetary system, the United States built the highest standard of living in the first 100-some-odd years of its history. Then in 1913, we get changed over to this debt-based economy, the Federal Reserve System. Over the course of the next couple of decades, they wipe out any alternative forms of economy, including up to when John Kennedy tried to start an alternative currency system. And as a result of this debt-based economy, everyone talks about where did the money go? It never existed, because most of what they're counting is interest that's owed on the money that was already printed up. But we don't have the new borrowers to borrow the new money, create it, to pay back that imaginary run-up on interest. And then you've got the derivative situation. The problem is the money never existed. It's all bookkeeping rules and regulations that are designed to convince you that you've got to spend the rest of your life working your guts out for the bankers.
And I just want to add, from 1800 until 1913, this country had money that was worth the same amount, and in some cases, it even gained some of its value or lost inflation. So, I mean, the inflation tax, conservatively at about 15% a year right now, is such an incredible form of theft and such a blight over the convention of savings. And I just want to add that, and this is on record, you know, volumes been written, congressional testimony on this, the private bankers that wanted to bankrupt the U.S. so they could hijack it and set up a central bank, they tried to bankrupt the United States from the 1890s right into 1913. They had all these runs on banks. They staged all these gold and silver runs. And then they advertised for decades, and their battle plans are even public how they did it, bought up the newspapers so they could then propagandize and said, we'll never have another recession or depression again. And before, those were just localized and only in certain industries or certain areas. They weren't nationwide, so it wasn't a big deal to the average person. They said, let us have central control. You'll never have another depression again. Then they accelerated the money supply in 1913. They bought real assets with it and then popped the bubble they engineered. This is on record by design in 29. And so they do the same thing. Then they give us an income tax. Then they give us the federal control. They expand their power. And now they're making a move much bigger, but globally this time.
And I think the globe is rebelling against that, and that's the real underlying reason between these riots in Greece and Iceland and Ireland and France and all these other places where people are standing up and saying they recognize what's going on. They've seen the guy behind the curtain. They realize it's all a scam that's designed to reduce them to being indentured servants for the rest of their life, and they're fighting back against it. And I, as I said, I don't understand why we're not seeing it here in the U.S. yet.
Well, Mike, I can pull up the mainstream news articles. I'm sure you've seen them where they've proposed putting serotonin reuptake inhibitors or the Prozac class of drugs, which are also fluoride-based, for those that don't know, in the water supply. They just manipulate the fluoride molecule, according to the scientists we've interviewed. And for some reason, there are much higher levels of these drugs in water supplies where it shouldn't even be there. You know, these are water supplies, many of them. I've seen the articles where there isn't runoff from sewage, from humans, you know, putting it into the sewage system. So why is it there in high levels, Mike? You think an Easter Bunny put it there?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know you can't go in and examine the water systems these days.
Government loves us, don't they? They really care about us a lot, folks. Drink lots of tap water. You see all the TV ads saying, drink tap water. It's safe. It's good. They also tell you corn syrup's good. Still with mercury, of course. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rises. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
All right, let's go right back into this transmission, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I mentioned that 90% of baby formula has melamine that attacks their brains and kidneys and every other organ. I mentioned this a week and a half ago. I got emails not believing it. It's in hundreds of publications. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Half 55 popular brand name foods, breads, cookies, everything with high fructose corn syrup, has mercury in it, and they don't know why, because it's not involved in the manufacturing at any point. It's being added, ladies and gentlemen. They have found it is the ultimate chemical weapon, heavy metal, because other heavy metals just create plaques. Mercury continues to kill. Seen the movie Alien? When it drips, the acid just keeps burning through the hull of the ship. That's what it does electrochemically. Bam, 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 bam. Chain reaction. Just keeps killing, keeps killing, keeps killing. You're brain damaged. I'm brain damaged. I would have been genius level. I'm just average intelligence. I have chemical lobotomy. And I'm not joking when I say that. This is chemical warfare. We have it in the UN zone documents. We have it from top globalists 80, 90 years ago saying they were going to do this. And as scary as it sounds, Mike Rivera, why do half the brand names have high levels of mercury in them when it's not even supposed to be there? Mike, is it just the, is an Easter Bunny putting it in there?
Well, it is a mystery why that's going on, and mercury is a very contraindicated. If you've ever heard the expression, mad as a hatter, from the Alice in Wonderland books, it's actually based on a real fact, which was that hat makers would use mercury to prepare the felt to make hats, and over time it would drive them insane. And so mental illness just sort of became synonymous with being a milliner. And we get mad as a hatter from that. So when we find mercury is being put into products, like the big stink over mercury-based preservatives in vaccines and a possible link to autism, and, you know, the companies like to use it because it solves their immediate problems economically, and the long-term problems are somebody else's issue to have to deal with. And certainly we know that our U.S. government has absolutely abandoned its former role of keeping an eye on our health and safety from risks from the products that we're getting from the corporations. And now we have the pharmaceutical companies are building the government labs that the National Cancer Institute is using. Gee, I wonder if we're going to get some objective analysis and reports on the efficacy of these drugs.
We're going to come back and start going directly to everybody that's holding Mark, Bill, Michael, Dan, Dave, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. For God's sakes, folks, a lot of people at 6 months start giving their baby sugar fruit juice drinks that has fructose corn syrup, even if you don't care about yourself. And you want to say that mercury isn't in at least the half of the products that have it. It's in thousands of products. At least care about your children. Mercury is not good for your children. It is deadly poison and attacks their brains. And so that's another big reason we're seeing autism go up so high. But you look at the Amish, no known cases. In Illinois, where they did a study, a university study of over 200,000 Amish over a decade, no cases of it. Because they don't eat corn syrup. They don't take vaccines. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want mercury in your brain. Mike Rivera.
Absolutely. It's highly toxic. And again, we have seen such recklessness with products being put out on the market. And I remember you were mentioning melanin before, when it was a big stink when it was showing up in these Chinese products. And then all of a sudden it turned up in American manufactured baby food products. And the FDA comes out and says, oh, well, we've changed our mind and certain amounts are acceptable and safe. And coincidentally, the safe level was set just above what all the American manufacturers were using.
And it turned out the American manufacturers, they're dying, tens of thousands in hospitals, thousands dying. And then here they just say, oh, we're even worse than China, but it's now good for you. Dying is good. Talk about mad as a hatter. I think people running things are mad as hatters, Mike.
I think they're drunk on their power.
Well, I mean, it's the ultimate psycho power trip. What does the Joker do in the first Batman movie? He puts poison in the cosmetics and in the food. See, and then they say, just like the Gulf of Tonkin in that movie, throwing it in your face in Hollywood. We'll be right back with Mike Rivera.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.